Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You can wrap this one, my friend, in maroon and white. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bingo!
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else.
It's Wednesday night, so you know what that means. It's Thunder and Lightning live, Super Talk Mississippi, live on location here in Tupelo, Mississippi, with my good friends at Stones Jewelry. If you ever listen to the Thunder and Lightning Live post-game show, you know all about Stones Jewelry, the place to find that special something for that special someone, and I definitely encourage you to do that. Not right now, though. They're closing up. I'm making them stay late tonight, but they wanted to have Thunder and Lightning here, and I do appreciate that. We are presented by Yuengling Flight and brought to you by Dossett Big Four. Yuengling Flight, the perfect light beer for a Mississippi game day. We've only got a few college football Saturdays left, so spend them with someone you love and a Yuengling Flight. Cold, crisp, only 95 calories, only 2.6 grams of carbs. Brewed for those that never settle, enjoy responsibly. They say you can't go home again. They say that, but apparently Zach Arnett wasn't listening when they said that, because I'll be darned if Zach Arnett is not back in Starkville. And I saw him today with my very own eyes as we were up talking to Jeff Lebby at today's media availability following practice. We'll talk about why they're still practicing a little later in the show. But the Arnett news Saturday morning, I think I told this story on the podcast. You know, sometimes I wake up on a Saturday, and this was one I slept in a little late, and I had like 50, 60 texts. And sometimes that happens. You know, one of my group texts gets going. Somebody has a late night run or an early morning thing, and they start it up. But when I have 50, 60 texts from like 8 or 9 different people, I know something's up. I know something's happened. And one of the first ones I saw was a buddy of mine was like, "What do you think about Arnett?" And I was like, "Why? Why am I answering this question?" So I had to go to Twitter, and there it was. Zach Arnett was the top candidate. That was Saturday morning. By Sunday afternoon, it was done. And as I mentioned today, he was out on the practice field for Mississippi State. What are my thoughts on this one? Well, I mean, first and foremost, well, also, I want to hear your thoughts if you want to give them to me at the C Spire text line. 601-879-4395. That's the way to get in touch with us here on the show. What I would the analogy I made, or the comparison, or whatever you want to call it a historical reimagining. If in 2022, when Coach Leach passes away, Mississippi State at that moment says, "We're going to do a national search for a head football coach," and in that process, they still land on Jeff Lebby. Like, this is a guy we want to build our program around. And Lebby comes in, and on day one says, "I want to do everything I can to keep Zach Arnett as part of this staff as our defensive coordinator." What State's record over the next 3 years? I would venture it's better than 5-7, 2-10, 5-7. Arnett's defenses at Mississippi State were good. There's just no getting around that particular fact. He was a top five total defense guy each and every year he was at Mississippi State. The 1 year he was the head coach, State was sixth in total defense. The guy knows how to coach defense. He knows how to take less and get more. If you guys listen to my podcast, this show didn't exist in 2020. If you listen to the podcast, if you listen to Sports Talk Mississippi, going into that 2020 season, one of the things I said over and over again was like, "Man, defensively, I just don't know about this team. I'm sure Mike Leach will work it out offensively, but I don't know about this defense. I just don't know." And they were good the whole season. They really were. And there was not a really, other than the Alabama game, there was not a game in that season where I just thought, "Wow, the defense is just not good." Somebody made a really good comparison. In his time at Mississippi State, Zach Arnett in what? I guess that would have been, they played 11 plus 13 plus 13. Quick math, Brian. It's 37 games. He gave up 40 points or more 3 times. Once to Alabama in 2020. Alabama won the national title. Once to Alabama in 2021. Alabama finished second. And once again to Georgia in 2022, Georgia won the national title. 3 years, three times they gave up 40 points or more. Last year, Mississippi State, under Coleman Hutzler in 2024, they gave up 40 points one, two, three, four times, and they did it another four times this year. And that's, I mean, there's a couple of 30, high 30s in there as well. It's just no comparison. We knew Coleman Hutzler had to go. You just couldn't go on like that any longer at Mississippi State. You couldn't be that bad defensively every single time out. And it's funny that, you know, midway through the season, I thought that they had made improvements and they were going in the right direction. But then it just completely fell apart there at the end. So Hutzler out. He's actually at Auburn now because he had something on his resume that Auburn could not turn down. The fact that he worked at Mississippi State prior to that. That's like the first thing on the list. John Cohen's checklist. So he worked at State, hired. Simple as that. And Arnett is back. I think we let what happened from 2023 on kind of taint our view of Zach Arnett. What if I just told you, hey, State's getting a guy who coached 3 years as a defensive coordinator in the SEC. They was top five in total defense every year he was at that school. Just on a blind resume, you're thinking, that's a great hire for Mississippi State. They probably couldn't have done a lot of better. That being said, it's Zach Arnett. So I think people let his time as head coach and then what's happened after that kind of influence their view. As a defensive coordinator, he's fine. He's going to be fine. Is Arnett coaching the bowl game? That's a good question. We asked Levy about that today. Arnett and none of the new coaches, and we're going to talk some more about them throughout the show, are actually coaching the bowl game. Now, they are coaching. Arnett was on the practice field today. He's evaluating. He's working with his guys. But this is still going to be the defense that State's run all year. So I would expect Matt Barnes to be the play caller. He was the co-defensive coordinator for Mississippi State. He is still around. David Turner is still around, as is Corey Bell. Those guys will finish it up. And then my guess is all three of those guys will move on from Mississippi State at some point. There is some talk that David Turner could remain in some sort of administrative role, similar to what Greg Knox is doing at Mississippi State. And I think Knox is a tremendous asset for Mississippi State. I think David Turner could be as well. But David Turner is such an old school guy. I just don't know that he still wants to recruit in this NIL era the way he has. Somebody's saying, don't hype him up. He did his thing for State, but timing is of the essence, and the program has changed tremendously. Well, yeah, it has changed. But college football hasn't changed that much in the last 2 years. I mean, he was here for the NIL thing. If anything, Arnett is in a much State's in a much better spot than where they were when Arnett left, because you've got an athletic director in place who understands what's going on in college football now and isn't just resigned to, well, Mississippi State will never have NIL money. Money's not going to be the issue there with Mississippi State. Is that good enough? Yeah, I think so. If I just told you Mississippi State hired a top five guy, a guy who coached 3 years at the SEC as a defensive coordinator, was top five every year, just on a blind resume, you would say that's a good guy. That's the good guy for State to hire. You can't let the other things get in your way. Zach Arnett, the head coach, was not good. There's no getting around that fact. He'd probably be the first one to tell you he bit off more than he could chew. Zach Arnett, the defensive coordinator, is a really good coach and put Mississippi State. We have some revisionist history, you know. Because we all love Mike Leach. I love Mike Leach. But we're not going to sit here and pretend for 1 second that that defense didn't carry that team at times and that they won a lot of games on defense. You know, how many defensive touchdowns did Zach Arnett's teams produce? Emmanuel Forbes, the all-time leader in pick sixes in NCAA history, part of those defenses. So, Bubba and Starville, keeping Hutzler was the worst decision Levy has made. Arnett is the best decision he's made. We'll see about Arnett, but keeping Hutzler in retrospect. And again, I got to be totally fair. Midway through the season, I was like, okay, this is working. They made the right decision to bring Hutzler back. It didn't pan out that way. And yes, you're probably correct in that if you had a different defensive coordinator this year, you probably win more games. And I mean, if you want to go all the way with it, the decision by Levy, a first-time head coach, to hire a first-time defensive coordinator, probably also the wrong decision. Probably should have found somebody with some experience. Somebody like a Zach Arnett from the first moment in time. That would have been the better way to go. I want to throw this here, too. Today, December 10th, in December 10th, 1925, 100 years ago today, the birth of the great, the legend, the one, the only Jack Crystal. today would have been his 100th birthday. Reckon what he would have to say about the state of college football. I'm sure it would have been colorful. Whatever he had to say, it would have been something worth hearing. I would love to know exactly what Dr. Jack would say about college football in this day and age. But, man, 100 years old is what he would have been today. Without a doubt, one of maybe the greatest. If you did a Mississippi State Mount Rushmore, Jack Kristol's on it. He might be the George Washington face. Kristol, Polk, and then I'd have to think about it after that. Dak. I don't know. I don't know who else it would be. Happy birthday, Dr. Jack. You know, there will never be another Jack Kristol. All right. I'm a Tupelo native here as we sit here in the city of Tupelo here at Stone's Jewelry. Dossett Big Four, speaking of Tupelo, for three generations, the Dossett family has been proudly serving the community, building a legacy of trust and exceptional customer service. Don't wait. Find your next vehicle today. Visit them online at DossettBig4.com, or you can stop by their convenient location at 628 South Gloucester Street in Tupelo. That's Dossett Big Four, your family-owned destination for 46 years of great vehicles and award-winning service. We're going to keep talking about football. Mississippi State? A bowl game? Mayonnaise? When we come back, it's Thunder and Lightning Live here on location at Stone's Jewelry in Tupelo.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
If they call a celebration penalty on this, I'll shoot them.
Thunder and Lightning, Super Talk Mississippi. We are live here in the great city of Tupelo with my friends at Stone's Jewelers. Been a great day here. We've enjoyed being here. This is one of my favorite. We have some remotes that are annual remotes, and the ones that I like to come back to are the ones like that, because I know on the calendar we get to December, I get to come to Tupelo and see my friends at Stone's. All the remotes that Kim sells are the ones that I like the best. Those are always the most fun ones. All right. If you know, I like talking food. There are a lot of foods that I do like. There are a lot of foods I do not like. And one of the foods I do not like is mayonnaise. I feel like mayonnaise is one of the most polarizing topics, more than any political issue in this great country of ours right now. You know, taxation, climate change, call it what you will. You can't divide anybody on party lines like you can with mayonnaise. But for Mississippi State fans, mayonnaise is a thing of beauty right now, because again, on Sunday, basically as I was pulling into the parking lot at the Cadence Bank Arena here for a basketball game, we'll talk about basketball later, kind of, I got the word that Mississippi State was being headed to a bowl game. And I'll tell you that me and Robbie were talking, and it's at the moment it seemed like Mississippi State was headed to the Independence Bowl, to head to Shreveport. It's like, well, you know what? Beggars can't be choosers, and a bowl game is a bowl game. I get into the arena, and I see a guy who works for Mississippi State. I won't give away any names or anything. And I was like, so Shreveport? And he's like, no, we're going to Charlotte. I was like, and I actually asked him, I said, what bowl is in Charlotte? Because I'm thinking, I know the Duke's Mayo Bowl is there, but that's a bowl that's high up in the pecking order that Mississippi State shouldn't be going there. But that is exactly where they are headed. And if you're not familiar with the Duke's Mayo Bowl, their tradition is that the winning coach gets a bucket of mayonnaise dumped on him. Now, I know what you're thinking right now. Brian, mayonnaise is a rather viscous substance. How does it pour out? It is like a watered-down mayonnaise. It's not something that you wouldn't want to eat it. I don't know that it's food-grade. So Shane Beamer got the mayo bath. Mike Loxley at Maryland got it. And then I forget who won it last year, but I think it was P.J. Fleck. P.J. Fleck got the mayo bath. So today, because I serve you, the listener, because I take my job as a journalist very seriously, as a reporter of the truth, while everyone else was asking questions about practice and players and truly insignificant stuff, I made a point to ask Coach Jeff Lebby, do you like mayonnaise? And he said no. He said he's not a mayonnaise guy, doesn't want to eat mayonnaise, but is looking forward to having mayonnaise dumped on him. So be it. So if you are a Mississippi State fan, this bowl game is a little bit of a godsend in some ways. All right, never mind that you'd like to end the season with a win. And now, this is a good Wake Forest team they're going to be playing. And it's not going to be, by any stretch of the imagination, is it a slam dunk that Mississippi State's going to win. We saw how bad they were defensively. And even with Hutzler gone, your talent didn't change. We know their offensive line has some issues. That doesn't change because of anything. But we also know this is now Kamario Taylor's team. And Lebby told us in the media availability today, Blake Shapen's, he's gone. He's left Starkville. Is hoping to, you know, continue his football career. We'll wish him luck with that. I don't know that he'll draw a lot of interest. But Shapen is no longer in Starkville. It's Taylor. And then Luke Cromenhawk is the number two quarterback for Mississippi State. So now you've got a full month of Kamario Taylor getting reps as your starting quarterback. It would be the same as if going into the Georgia game, Lebby made a change. He would have had a full month of practicing as the number one quarterback. I know there was some internet rumor out there, some conjecture about his health. I saw him out there on the practice field today, fully dressed out, nothing going on there. I don't think that's a problem whatsoever. And then you've got, I mean, it's just good news for State to have this game. Also, another thing. A lot of times guys go home and they start talking to their friends. They start talking to the, you know, cousins and uncles who are just like, hey, man, they're not doing right by you, Mississippi State. Maybe you need to look around in the portal. And look, those conversations can still happen, but now you're in Starkville and you're practicing and you're with your teammates and you're with your coaches. I think it helps keep your team together. Now, State's going to have plenty of guys go in the portal, right? They need to. They've already had quite a few. Tony Mitchell, Brennan Smith, Marcus Allen is in the portal. I'm sure there will be more to come. I imagine there will be plenty more to come. A name that comes right off the top of my head is Johnny Daniels, the running back. You know, didn't play past the non-conference games this year. Obviously took a red shirt, trying to preserve his final year of eligibility. I think he's a guy who can play college football. I think Luke Cromenhawk may end up in the portal. He knows that it's going to be Kamario Taylor's job going forward. There's going to be plenty of guys that go into the portal. What you can hopefully keep is the guys you want to keep. And last year, it was Kevin Coleman who got away from you. I think if you could have kept Kevin Coleman in Starkville and kept him away from the voices at home, maybe he would have spent his final year in Starkville. And you could have had Kevin Coleman with Brennan Thompson and Anthony Evans. What a trio that would have been. State got some good news via the portal yesterday that Fluff Bothwell, as much as you can commit via internet video, but did announce he's going to be back at Mississippi State next year. Kamario Taylor, Fluff Bothwell, that's a real SEC backfield. And now that you've got somebody who can give Bothwell some security blankets, some ability to like not have the defenses focused on him from the start to the finish, I think that's going to go a long way for Mississippi State. I think they're going to, you know, I think I said it last year. I said this is going to be a really good running team, and they weren't because they didn't have the threat of a running quarterback. Next year, you're going to have that from game one with Kamario Taylor. So I'm surprised. So somebody asked me yesterday in the rumblings, like more surprising, Arnett back or to the bowl game? I think it's Arnett back, but man, is it really close? I would never have guessed when I went to bed on Friday, within the next 48 hours, that Mississippi State would be bringing back Zach Arnett and be going to a bowl game. It just didn't occur to me that was even going to be a remote possibility. And, you know, however it goes for Mississippi State in this game. My thought process is this. State's 5-7. If they're 5-8, does anything change? Do I look at things differently? I really don't. But 6-7, I do. I say, okay, got a little juice going in the offseason. So this is a big game for Mississippi State. As much as a January 2nd bowl played between a 5-7 team and an 8-4 team where the winning coach is going to take a mayo bath. That's right. I said mayo bath. That, as much as that game can be important, it is for Mississippi State. And, you know, for Jeff Lebby, just to be able to, you know, I recall when State was 2016 and State was 5-7 and went to the bowl. The bowl streak meant something, especially back then, like when there wasn't the college football playoff didn't just totally dominate everything. it meant something to go to that bowl game. And for Mississippi State, the chance to start a new streak of getting back into the postseason, it has to start somewhere. And I don't think it was going to start with Mississippi State goes from 2-10 to they're in the college football playoff. You were going to have to be in one of these kind of bowls. So why not? And it's a bowl that has a lot of national publicity. The national media loves the Duke Mayo Bowl because they do a great job of branding. This bowl and the Pop-Tarts Bowl are the two bowls that have the best, like, nationwide branding. Everybody loves the product, not even if you don't like mayonnaise. They brand themselves. They do the product placement. They're friendly. They're fan friendly. I had somebody ask about cowbells. I have never seen Mississippi State go to a bowl game and cowbells not be welcomed. Even in some of the bowl games they've been in indoor stadiums, they've said, bring your cowbell to the game. So they haven't made that official. I haven't seen an announcement about that from Mississippi State. But I would expect there to be a welcome cowbells announcement at some point from Mississippi State. Somebody asked me to talk about Kamario Taylor's brother who committed, Jaden Taylor. Good athlete. Probably going to start out in the secondary as a safety, maybe a corner, but a really good athlete. You know, I mean, Knoxville County, man, they know how to produce great athletes up there, and they've been doing it for a long, long time. That's why that football program year in, year out is such a good one. What happened? Why are we playing in a bowl? Because they got invited. They got invited to a bowl. So why not? Not sure how everyone understands how big this is, especially if they win. Thanks for explaining the impact. It's huge. Yeah, if they win, it's a big deal. If they lose, I mean, 5-8 is a weird looking record in college football, but it doesn't change anything about the way you feel about this team. And like I said, just getting the extra month of practice, especially for Kamario Taylor. Don't forget how much it helped Dak Prescott to get that extra month at the Liberty Bowl, and boosted him going into the 2014 season. That's where the Dak train, the hype train really began, was in late December when that bowl game against Rice at the Liberty Bowl. Dasa Big Four is here in Tupelo. Their certified technicians in both the Honda and General Motors service centers are dedicated to providing the best care for your car. So whether you're dreaming of a new GMC, Buick, or stylish Honda, the friendly team at Dasa Big Four is ready to help you find the perfect fit. Visit them online at DasaBig4.com or stop by their convenient location at 628 South Gloucester Street in Tupelo. When we come back, more coaching changes. Some in, some out. We'll talk about it when we come back. I'm live here at Stone's Jewelry in Tupelo. This is Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
And Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Thunder and Lightning, Super Talk Mississippi, live here at Stone's Jewelry in Tupelo, Mississippi. They're not open right now, but I'd suggest you come by tomorrow or at some point this holiday season, help pick out that special something for that special someone. I know some friends of mine have been here recently and made some purchases. A couple of them made the ultimate purchase of an engagement ring here at Stone's Jewelry, and this is definitely the place you want to come do that. So, If you miss Sports Talk Mississippi, the big news of the day, which broke as we were on the air, Michigan football coach Sharon Moore fired by the university, and that story has continued to grow. Fired for cause, which means they did an investigation. They found out something about an inappropriate relationship, something along those lines, and now there's a report coming out of Michigan that Sharon Moore has been detained by the police. I have no idea what's going on up there in the great state of Michigan, but certainly a story worth following. Don't expect Sharon Moore to be on Jeff Lebby's staff. We'll tie it back in to a little bit of a local angle here. But some names are starting to pop up from Mississippi State. Now, let's start with who's out. And that starts with my friend Chad Bumpus. And that one's a little bittersweet for me to have to report. But Bumpus, I think they wanted to keep everything in place until after the bowl game. but it got out yesterday, started to leak out. I'm sorry, got out on Monday, started to leak out. And so as a result of that, Chad Bumpus no longer with Mississippi State's coaching staff, wide receivers coach. Hate to hear that. If you know Chad, he and I go back to my days at Bulldog Sports Radio. He came to me one day and he was like, Brian, I got to have some credits for this class so I can graduate. And they said if I were to come and do a podcast or do some work with you, could I get the credits? And I asked him, I was like, okay, would you be interested in doing a podcast? And he said, yeah. So I looked at trying to team him up with somebody, and I teamed him up with this guy, this nobody. And I was like, hey, would you do a podcast with Chad Bumpus? And he was like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. I'll do it. Yeah, absolutely. And that guy's name was Brandon Walker. And the rest is history. Brandon Walker took that step. And not that I'm trying to take credit for his incredible success. He's his own man on that one. But who could forget the slant on Bulldog Sports Radio with Brandon Walker and Chad Bumpus, a really great podcast. And, of course, Bumpus here at Mississippi State the past three seasons. But he will be moving on. In at Mississippi State, let's start here. Coach Matt Brock returning to Mississippi State. That is good news for the Bulldogs. Co-defensive coordinator and linebacker, just a good defensive mind and a good recruiter. Has been really successful at UConn these past couple of years. Of course, with Jim Mora, who's a great defensive coach in and of himself. So expecting he's back in Starkville, be back again. As I mentioned earlier with Arnett, these coaches, as they come in, not going to be affecting the game planning for the game against Wake Forest, but will be part of the practices and will be part of the installation is not the right word, but they're going to start trying to get a little bit of a jump on spring practice in that age. So Coach Brock back, the rumor mill, and it's just a rumor, but I feel pretty confident in it that, since we're here in Tupelo, we'll talk about it. Former MSU linebacker Jet Johnson, who is an analyst for the UConn football team up there with Coach Brock, could be making a return to Starkville as well. I certainly hope that's the case. Jet's a great kid and would love to have him back here in Starkville. Also, returning to Starkville, former Starkville High School coach, former EMCC defensive coordinator, and he spent the last year at Oklahoma State working with Todd Grantham, Keevy Thompson. He will be an assistant defensive coach. Now, what does that mean? There are assistant coaches, and then there are assistant coaches. That's what Thompson's going to be for Mississippi State. He will be working with whoever the new cornerbacks and safeties coaches are for Mississippi State. I don't expect that to be Matt Barnes and Corey Bell when all is said and done. Could be. I'm saying that I would say that if I'm Jeff Lebby, I'm moving on from those two guys. And I would think Zach Arnett's probably been given enough autonomy with his staffing that he will probably – those guys probably have another month in Starkville to coach. So Thompson will be working in concert with those guys. Also announced today by Mississippi State, an offensive addition to the staff, name of Bush Hamdan. This is a man who has coached in the NFL and coached in college football extensively over the last two decades. Coached at Boise State when Taylen Green was there. Coached at Washington when they made their playoff run. Jake Browning would have been his quarterback. Worked in the NFL with Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons. He was Steve Sarkisian's quarterback coach. And if Sarkisian, who's as good an offensive mind there is, thinks you're good enough to be the quarterback coach, I feel pretty good about that. Now, this is what everybody's kind of harping on, and we're going to talk about it, is that his last 2 years he's been the offensive coordinator at Kentucky. And, yes, I am fully aware of how Kentucky has performed offensively. However, I'm also fully aware of how Kentucky has performed offensively throughout the entire Mark Stoops era. So I'm going to go out on a limb. I mean, I like to use, let's use Liam Cohen as an example. This is a guy who was at Kentucky, offensive coordinator, wasn't very good. Now he's in the NFL, and his Jacksonville Jaguars team is 9-4 on the verge of clinching the AFC South. So I think it's more of a Stoops thing than anything else. Hamdan's title is Associate Head Coach of Offense. Now, that might be a fancy term for offensive coordinator or quarterback coach, but what I feel is significant to say, and I need you guys, this is one I really need you to listen to me. This is the one where I need you to be tuned in to what I'm saying, is that Jeff Lebby calls the plays at Mississippi State. And Jeff Lebby is going to continue to call the plays until he is no longer the head coach at Mississippi State. There will never come a time, in my opinion, where Jeff Lebby relinquishes play calling duties to anyone else. So if you're thinking about, oh, this guy was terrible at Kentucky, he's not calling the plays. He's going to basically be a quarterback's coach and kind of that that voice we've been talking about the past month or so with Levy. We've been saying, hey, maybe he needs to have a veteran guy in there to kind of talk him through some decisions and be an extra sounding board for him. That's what Bush Hamdan's going to be for Mississippi State. I think he will also be the quarterback's coach. From what I've been, you know, from sourcing and or call it whatever you want, that John Holasek might remain in Starkville but will not be a part of the on-field staff as the quarterback's coach any longer. So Hamdan in, so they probably need a new wide receivers coach. Anthony Tucker going nowhere, Phil Loadholt going nowhere, John Cooper going nowhere. And, of course, the defensive side of the ball will be completely redone. Talked to Levy again today about that, and he said, you know, next 7 to 10 days, have some more clarity. Now, I want to point out that he said that on signing day, which was 7 days ago. So he's added another 7 to 10 days. So on signing day, he should have said 14 to 20 days. That's fine. We'll let him have that. He's a busy man. But, yeah, that's definitely the plan for Mississippi State. I like I said, I think from what I know of Arnett, and, you know, his time with Leach. And we all know that Leach famously was hands-off on the defense. He let Arnett run everything. I think that's how Arnett likes things. And, you know, I probably had those conversations with Levy. Like, I'll come back. I would be interested in coming back, but I got to have the autonomy to build my staff the way I see fit. And, you know, bringing back Mack Brock is a great example of that. Brock and Arnett have worked together for a long time. They have a long relationship. They know each other. They know how to teach the scheme. And that's something that State really needs to have. You know, yes, State's talent was a lot better this year, but if you just watch the games defensively, they just weren't well coached at times. You know, they would line up in positions that gave the offense the advantage before the ball was even snapped. You saw guys out of position from time to time. The tackling wasn't outstanding, to say the least. So, you know, I've thought about it a lot the past couple weeks with Hutzler, and it's like I understood what Levy's thought process was with Hutzler. I understand the idea that, you know, continuity could be important and moving forward, you know, to have the same system to be able to teach for another year. I get where he was coming from. It just didn't work. It didn't work out for Mississippi State that way, and so you had to make a change. And no matter how much you didn't want to do that, you didn't have a choice. Jeff Levy is going to be on a hot seat in year three. He has to win games. And as hot as that seat is, if he had kept Hutzler for another year, it would have been unbearable. It would have been a scorching hot. I don't know how you could have convinced Mississippi State fans to buy tickets. At least with Arnett coming in, it gives you the hope of a new day that you think, Arnett, okay, we've seen this guy do this before. He'll get it right. You can at least sell that to folks buying tickets. Would have been really difficult to do outside of making a change there at the defensive coordinator. So we'll see how it all pans out for Mississippi State over the next few weeks. And again, especially on the defensive side, I don't know how much more they want to do until the bowl game is over. So it could be longer than that even. You know, the offensive side, if you want to bring some guys in, that's fine. You know, you got to bring another wide receivers coach in. If you want to go ahead and get that guy in and get him announced, that's one thing. Defensively, you know, I think you want to have respect for Turner, for Bell, and for Barnes, who are likely on their way out the door, but you got to give them that, you know, those final practices. And then, you know, afterwards, you got to remember, the portal opens the day State plays this bowl game. January 2nd, portal opens. You got to be ready to go. So we'll see how that goes. And that's another thing of having Arnett and Hamdan in right now is they can go ahead and start evaluating guys for the portal, looking at film. We want to go after this guy. We want to bring this guy in, so on and so forth. So we shall see. Yuengling Flight, that's the perfect beer for our Mississippi game day. America's newest light beer from America's oldest brewery. If you're watching college football this weekend, and do it with a Yuengling Flight. Brewed for those that never settle, enjoy responsibly. Yuengling Brewing Company. All right, when we come back, we got to talk about basketball. But saved it for the shortest segment on the show, and we'll get it all out of the way. Thunder and Lightning live here at Stone's Jewelry, Tupelo, Mississippi, back in just a minute.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Oh.
You know, I love college football so much. Let me tell you why. Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports, massive Michigan man, as we all know. How much did LSU pay Lane Kiffin? Let's just double it. He'd leave, reuniting with Underwood. Lane Kiffin responds, instead, Dave, you come to the boot. Together we can't be beat. I love it. I love it. Lane Kiffin, that tweet that says Lane Kiffin has accepted the Alabama job is going to hit like crack. I cannot wait. Thunder and Lightning Live, Super Talk, Mississippi. This past Sunday, I was at the Cadence Bank Arena to watch Mississippi State play basketball. And about 5 minutes into the game, I thought, I could have done anything else with my Sunday. I could have literally gone anywhere in the state of Mississippi, drove around, seen sights, just stayed home. It would have been time better spent. Here's where we are, guys. First off, if you were at the game or if you've heard, Josh Hubbard was injured in that game, rolled up his ankle. No timetable in his return. Would not expect him to make the trip to Utah this Saturday. But regardless of that, this season is a wash, ladies and gentlemen. It's done. We're 9 games in. It's done. We're not having that discussion. Somebody's like, well, what if they did this? What if they did this starts with winning about 13 games in a row? They can't do that. Chris Jans, God bless him, whiffed on his evaluations this year. And there's just no getting around that fact. A chore, Quincy Ballard, these are not guys who can play SEC basketball. And I know that because they can't play non-conference basketball for Mississippi State right now. So no chance of that happening. This is going to be a really tough year for Mississippi State basketball. And you're thinking, oh, how bad can it be? Did you see South Carolina last year? Did you see Missouri the year before that? These are teams that were 1-17, 1-2, 0-18 in the conference. It's going to be that way, guys. This is a team that will be doing really good to win 2 or 3 conference games. So take your pleasures where they can, or you can. Maybe they'll beat Ole Miss. Ole Miss not very good either, but I think they're better than State. They just whiffed, and that's the position that they are in this year. Somebody asked, what do you think about, with Jans, how much credit does he have? He gets this year, and then next year they got to be better. They got to be back in the tournament next year. Next year you have Hubbard as a senior. Your high school recruiting has been, let me put it like this. On the surface, your high school recruiting has been really good. I watched Jamarian Davis play, Davis Fleming play, and I see a guy who I think can play as he continues to get bigger and stronger. I think King Grace can play. You're bringing in a highly recruited class coming in this year. But I don't know. So next year they got to be better. You can't have this happen again. This is an unacceptable result. The fact that you had 3 years in a row of going to the tournament puts a lot of credit in the bank for you, for Mississippi State. But this is not an acceptable outcome for the Bulldogs. But that being said, I don't want to see on Twitter State down, 18 points in the first half, and y'all are tweeting at me like, this team, what's wrong? I'm telling you now, I told you today, it's December the 10th, it's over. Just let it leave your mind. Go to the games. Support your team. I'm not telling you to stop. I'm just telling you that this is not going to be a results-oriented season for you. Today is December the 10th. Baseball's first pitch is on February the 13th. We got to go 63 days. We got to get through this. We got a bowl game to take our minds off some stuff. We got a little football talk. The portal will take up a good month of our time as we get everything ready for the 2026 football season. And then we get into baseball. And baseball is one I feel really confident they're going to be really good. But I was way off. I thought this would be a tournament team for sure, and hopefully they could have taken a little bit of a step forward this year. That's just not going to be the case, guys. I've seen enough. They're 4-5. They're in the low hundreds on the net. And even with Hubbard, I'm not entirely sure they would have won on Saturday. They probably would have on Sunday, I should say. They probably would have, but I can't be 100% sure of that. So I'm just telling you guys, as much as it hurts, please, let's keep ourselves calm. Let's not get too far into the aggression and the depression when we start talking about this Mississippi State basketball team this year. This year is a wash. And that's just the way that it has to be. But we do have another month here. We got some good times. And, it's going to be fine. It's fine. We'll get through this bowl season together, and it'll be a lot of fun. And then we'll have the portal. And I'm interested to see the portal because, you got to have a good portal class. You got to get some real players in here. So if Mississippi State's going to do that, if they want to win next year, that's what they've got to do. I will not be on Sports Talk Mississippi tomorrow or on Friday. Taking a couple of days off to help her. I got to help. It's our annual Christmas party. So what my job is my wife will be like, hey, I don't have this. Go get this, and I'll go get it. That's why I take the days off. So going to do that, and I'll be back with you on Monday. And then next week we'll be in Oxford for the college football playoff. What a great time that will be for us here. Looking forward to it at the library. No, I am looking forward to it. It'll be a good time. We'll talk to you guys again soon. I want to thank my friends here at Stones for having us. Always enjoy coming to Tupelo and seeing them each and every year. Thank you guys for being with me here on a Wednesday evening. Robbie Falk will be with you on Sports Talk Mississippi the next 2 days. Y'all take care of him, and I'll see you guys again soon. For Scary Gary, for Kim, and for the great peoples here at Stones, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.